The views, takes, and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes, and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to your unfiltered Tagalog Wrestling Podcast. And this is the MTV Show Podcast, our wrestling podcast. Okay, welcome to the podcast. So today is it. Today is the final episode of the year. One of the two episodes of the year, actually. So on this episode, wala tayong review-review. So yung mga episode na dadaanan natin for the next couple of weeks, gagawa na lang natin ng TikTok, no? So ganoon na lang siguro. For the next couple of weeks, TikTok na lang muna tayo para medyo iba yung pakiramdam ko for the past few days, no? So ito lang, bago tayo mag-umpisa sa episode na ito, gusto ko lang muna magbigay ng heads up sa mga makikinig at sa mga makakaunawa ng episode na to. So this episode is a tier list episode, year-end special siya. So yes, it's a year-end. Ito, year-end format to. So, alam nyo naman kung ano yung format ng Bash Awards typically. So, yung mga format na yun, binago natin, no? So, yung kung naririnig, kung napaparinggan nyo before yung Bash Awards, it's a poll basically, no? Medyo binago natin yung format kasi medyo iba na yung pakiramdam ng tao. Pag iniisip natin yung mga finals na ito, mga ganitong things na iniisip nyo, sino nga ba dapat yung maging wrestler of the year? Parang nangibabaw kasi na mas nagmamatter yung opinion nyo kaysa sa akin. Ganun yun. So, Bonk told me to change it and medyo minekos-mekos ko din yung format. So, sige, mekos-mekos natin. And with now, we have this format na medyo ako na yung nag-lead ng format na to. So, tong episode na to, it's mainly for the tier list episode. So, meron tayong limang blocks na gagamitin for the whole episode na to. Ito rin yung magde-determine ng placements ng mga pay-per-view or premium live events na ito sa ating tier list natin. So, meron tayong superb. So, S. Then, A for great. B for not bad. M for mid or bad. And then, W for worse. So, it's F technically. Pero, nilagay ko siya as W. So, worse. Para medyo mas madaling intindihin at mas madaling unawain kung kayo'y nakikinig sa akin. So, yun. Yun lang naman yung mechanics ng ating tier list. Eto. So, ang ikot lang naman ito. So, yung lahat ng events na pinagko-cover natin dito sa podcast this year, included sa tier list na to. So, World's End I-Twitter na lang natin or i-X na lang natin yung magiging feedback natin dito, no? Since naka-break pa ako noon sa podcast, so it might change everything pagdating ng X. Ayan. So, bago tayo mag-umpisa sa tier list na to, so Friday, this Friday, we're going to release the part 2 of the Bash Awards 2023. So, kailangan nyo din doon mag-tune in kasi nandun yung continuity ng episode na to. So, kung mapapakinggan nyo tong episode na to, pakinggan nyo rin sana yung susunod na episode, which is on Friday. And we're going to have an important announcement on Friday sa episode na yun, sa podcast. So for now, here's what we're going to do. Here's episode will start now. So umpisahan natin tong tier list na to sa medyo konting ano muna, konting events. So umpisahan natin ito, itong mga tier list na to, iikot to sa limang companies para medyo maano tayo, no? So WWE, main roster NXT, so that counts as 2. AEW, Impact Wrestling, and just a last minute decision, we included MWF to the mix. So, like what I said, meron tayong S for superb, A for great, B for not bad, M for mid or bad, then W for worse. So, yan po ang ating sistema sa ating tier list. So, meron din tayong basis kung bakit pinaglalagay natin itong mga events na to sa kani-kanilang mga kategory. So, number one, yung tawa dito, number one is the outcome of the matches. Yung mga nangyaring matches, kung maganda ba yung naging matches, kung pangit ba, yon factor yon. So, that's why we have to put this on this category. Number two, kung ano yung naging impact sa akin ng event na yun. So, yung kung ano yung naging impact ng event na to sa akin, sa mga listeners din ng show, yun, isa rin factor yun. Number three, isang factor dito is yung placements nila doon sa in-app kong scoring. Pero binago ko yun. Actually, ni-reset ko nga yun eh, kasi gusto ko mas transparent ako sa opinion ko about this pay-per-view reviews or tier list. Then lastly, number four, bonus na lang to kung paano naging solid yung buong presentation ng show. Bonus lang to. Okay. So mag-umpisa tayo with AEW. Marami akong say when it comes to AEW shows. So yan, Revolution 2023. Google na rin tayo para hindi tayo magbukang tanga. So, AEW Revolution held in March. I think it's March 7, 2023. Okay, so i-Google ko nga muna para di ako magbukang tanga. Ayan, so Revolution 2023. Ayan, tama. It was held in March 5. Ito yung first event ni AEW sa California. Attendance rate was 9,000 according to WrestleNomics. Chinek ko rin yan. May stats ako dun. Na, ayun. So, yung attendance is 9,000. Buy rate is 145,000. So, the highlights of this show is MJF beating Bryan Danielson in a 4-3 sudden death in a 60-minute Iron Man match to retain his AEW title. Also, House of Black defeated The Elite. Then, ito rin yung match between Moxley and Hangman. That was a really good match too. And the match that nobody cares, Ricky Starks versus Jericho. Okay, so this match, this event, ito yung sa tingin ko, alam nyo tong event na to, sa totoo lang. Hindi ko siya masasabing maganda o hindi ko rin masasabing pangit, no? Parang may something ako na sinabing saktuhan lang ba? Parang may saktuhang factor siya na nandun na sa part na sakto lang siguro. Pero ito yung part na nasaktuhan lang talaga ako. Ito yung event na to. So, some matches Ito yung medyo umikot din kay Jericho na putangin na ayaw magpatanggal ng card. Also, ito rin yung match between Jack Perry and Christian Cage. Dito natapos yung feud nila. Then, ito, dito na rin nag-umpisa yung part na nag-turn si Ruby Soho kay Jamie Hayter. At saka sumama sila eventually kay eventually sumama siya kay Tony Storm. Hindi, kay Tony Storm at kay Saraya, kay Saraya. Then ito na, Samoa Joe versus Wardlow. Yan, yun lang. Yun lang, hindi ko naman masyadong yung highlight. Masyadong mahaba yung highlight ito. So si Dave Meltzer, bago tayo mag-continue, mahaba kasi itong episode na to. Dave Meltzer gave that AEW title match 5.75. Okay. Yan lang. So, ang thoughts ko dito, the pay-per-view was fine. Yun lang. Yun ang talaga masasabi ko. Hindi siya kagandahan. Hindi rin siya pangit. So, kung ilalagay natin to sa tier list natin, Revolution will fall on... wala akong ano dito. Maraming events sa AEW na maganda. You know? Maraming magandang events. Ang hirap i-placements ng mga events ni AEW. Regardless on what in the blue hell is happening to their promotion right now. But I have to put this event to M. Mid. I'm not saying it's bad though. To be fair, I'm just trying to justify everything. So, I have to put this on mid because I think there's a pay-per-view on their calendar year na sa tingin ko much better doon. Pero hindi ko sinasabing masama. Maraming prominent matches na maganda dito. Yes, I can agree with that. But comparing this match or this whole card that we have here, I think it suits M. Sakto lang. Sakto lang. Yun lang. So, continue natin. So, we have Double or Nothing. What's the card for Double or Nothing this year? Ayan. Kita ko na. So, ito yung four-way for the AEW. Ano ba tawag dito? Ito yung nagkaroon ng four-way for the AEW title. Tapos, ang attendance ay 10,550. Then, ang buy rate sa pay-per-view ay 140. Okay, so 11 matches on the card. The main event is actually advertised as double main event. So it's BCC, Danielson, Moxley, Claudio, Yuta, then the Elite basically. this card. Okay, so masasabi ko dito, this whole card is an ass. Yun ang masasabi ko, it's a fucking ass. Kung yung pag-uusapan nyo, kung i-head-to-head kasi to sa, make a head-to-head tong event eh, which is Battleground. I think in my opinion, Battleground is so much better than this. Pero hindi ako magiging biased when I say it. No? Pero I think, overall, this card, okay, so tingnan ko nga yung card mabuti habang pinibigay ko sa inyo. So, may mga misses dito. So, Dave Meltzer gave the AEW Women's title 1.25. The Trios titles 3.25. Yung Tag titles 4. Ladder match is 3. The Jake Cargill match is 3. Then AEW title 4.75. The Anarchy is 5. Medyo may controversies din sila. Like this fucking singer ng Violent Idols. Naka-blackface siya. Like, so what? And it was criticized by Jim Cornette, no? So how does this guy escapes anybody's attention? Like, there's a fucking white guy out there in a blackface that's wondering, like, this is normal? But okay, di natin i-criticize. Mahabang kwento, pag-usapan yon. So, highlights of the show, aside from those two, yung Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal versus FTR. Then, ito yung isa pang naging appearance ni Sabo. Oh, ito yung nag-appear si Sabo din. With Adam Cole. And then, ito. Tsaka Wardlow versus Christian Cage. That was oh, shit. Then, ito. This event gets a... Ano ba tawag dito? Ito, sa rating ko, it gets 6 overall. Kasi medyo nalamyaan ako sa build-up ng show na to. It's kinda disappointing at some point, no? Pero sabihin na natin na, hindi kahulug, hindi ibig sabihin na pangit ang build-up, maganda na rin yung buong card. It doesn't make sense. Kung maganda ang card at maganda yung event mo, walang masasabing di maganda eh. Ang problema, ang pangit na nga ng build mo, pangit pa ng card. Yan ang mahirap sa AEW. AEW events, like Double or Nothing this year, is a victim of that. Tapos tinapatan pa sila ng NXT Battleground. Kupo, kalokohan. Ayun, nagka-leche-leche sila. Maganda yung Battleground. Mamaya pag-usapan natin yung thoughts ko sa Battleground. Walang bias ah. Pero Double or Nothing, it's a 6 out of 10. Pero nirate ko siya differently dito sa tier list natin. So, kasama ng Revolution, it falls down into M category. So, it's mid lang. So, it will fall on the M category. Okay. So, next event. It's Forbidden Door. So, dapat i-exclude ko tong Forbidden Door. So, people requested not to exclude this event. So, since it's a collab event. So, Forbidden Door is the second Forbidden Door event. It's by New Japan and AEW. It held in Scotiabank Arena on June 25, 2025. So it's the first AEW event in Canada. And it's the first non-WWE event to be held in Toronto. Yeah. So yeah. Attendance is 14,826. So ito yung malaki-laking card ng Forbidden Door. So the main event matches, Bryan Danielson defeated Kazuchika Okada. Will Ospreay defeated Kenny Omega for the title, IWGP US title. The Elite defeated Eddie Kingston and Tomohiro Ishii. Defeated BCC, Konosuke Takeshita and Shota Umino. Sanada defeated Jungle Boy for the IWGP title. And MJF defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi. Okay. So this event, alam nyo, walang bullshit to. Maganda tong event na to. You know what I really love about New Japan joining forces with these US promotions? Medyo nasuya lang ako na isang part. Putang ina, puro Canada. Itong part na ito, puro Canada. Pero okay, sige. Sinabi na natin na annual na siya. It's very understandable na annual thing na itong Forbidden Door. Akala ko talaga one time off na ito eh, no? But okay, sige. Para siyang, ito yung presentation na Global Wars. Pero, it's kind of horrible to at least point out na medyo, ayun ka. Ayun. Okay, so these events, para sa akin, this is just fun na siya. Wala akong masabing hindi maganda. Medyo meron lang akong ilang bad taste o mga ilang bagay na sa tingin ko hindi ako nagagandahan. Isa na doon, ito na yung possible. Ito na yung last event actually ng Premier Sports Top Go when they're airing AEW. September, they stopped airing all of the AEW shows. Di natin alam kung bakit until now. And then also, hindi rin nila na-air yung All In London kasi may conflict of interest sa UFC event that time. So, yun. This card, it's a... alam nyo, itong card na to, it's not... On paper, it's not that great. Pero sa tingin ko kasi, tong gantong mga super cards na meron si AEW like this Forbidden Door, this is just fun. It proves that itong mga ganitong cards, sobrang solid ng Forbidden Door. Kumpara last year, mas maganda to eh. Mas maganda talaga tong Forbidden Door ngayon taon kaysa last year. And hindi ako mag-aatubili na sabihin na mas okay itong Forbidden Door na to kaysa last year. So, ito na nga lang at saka yung main event kina Okada tsaka kay Danielson. Mas okay na to. So, tingin ko mas okay na to. And I was trying to check it on my tier list. So, my tier list, it gets 8. Solid 8. So, on my tier list, it will fall into A. Pero may mas magandang event pa mamaya na pag-uusapan natin throughout this episode. Kasi tingin ko nagpaangat talaga why AEW is on this level. Like, holy shit. Actually, here's a fun fact. Isa lang ang AEW event na nasa taas. Sa great, tsaka sa superb. Tig-isa lang. Pero to continue na natin. So, we have All in London. So, the eyes of the crowd is on this event. Sobrang ang daming excited dito sa event na to, sa totoo lang. Maraming excited sa outcome o sa kung naman ang mangyayari dito sa pa-event na ito. Ako din, nag-expect na baka hindi ito ma-sold out o whatever, kung naman ang mangyayari dito. Ako rin, hindi rin ako nag-expect masyado, no? So, basta All in London, in-expect ko to, parang house show nga lang to kasi wala silang detalye kung kailan nila i-air to eh, until August eh. Hanggat dumating yung August eh, no? Eto, so, konting feedback sa All In. So, All In London held in Wembley Stadium. Nag-take place din siya during UK's bank holiday. Then, ito rin yung debut nila outside of the US. And ito rin yung first event nila in a football stadium. So, next year, it will be the same. Ayan. So, yun. Ay, nakita ko na. So, Forbidden Door. Itong matawag dito. Event na to, All in London. Let's include first the CM Punk controversy. Di natin pag-uusapan yan. Masyadong mahaba pag-usapan. Ito, yung claim ng attendance dito ng AEW is 81,035. Then, yung sinabi naman ng gobyerno ng London, it was 72,265 yung nagbayad. So, some details of the show. So, MJF defeated Adam Cole for the AEW title. So, Will Ospreay defeated Jericho, Eddie Kingston, Penta, Best Friends, and Orange Cassidy defeated BCC. CM Punk defeated Samoa Joe to retain the AEW Real World Championship, which was the final bout of CM Punk in AEW as he was fired following a legitimate backstage altercation following the event. So, a story lang ng altercation na to. So, Jack Perry had an upcoming vacation planned and wanted to use a real glass in a segment on Collision to write him off TV. So, CM Punk disagreed with this because of the legitimate risk of using real glass with the production team, doctors, and Tony Schiavone also against using real glass. Also mentioned on the All-In pre-show, so he was slammed into a windshield of a vehicle. He looked into the camera and said it was real glass, cry me a river. And yun na yun. So when Perry went backstage after his match, a confrontation occurred. Wait. Nakalimutan ko yung line ko. A confrontation occurred which led to CM Punk allegedly throwing a punch at Jack Perry and attempted to put him into a guillotine choke. And he also lunged Tony Khan. Then, both of them are escorted out of the building. Mahaba masyado yung address. So, basta in-address to ni Tony Khan. And nagkaroon din ng announcement ng pagka-terminate ng contract ni CM Punk September 2nd. And na-fire siya ng AEW Disciplinary Committee, which is we found out it was led by Bryan Danielson. Ayun, yun lang. Wala nang explanation na pag-mention, no? Wala na siyang may-mention dito. So, yun na. Yun na yun. So, hindi natin kukontinue pag-mention. So, this match, this card, regardless on this controversy that this event has and a lot of things happened in this event's history or kung naman nangyari sa AEW this history. Okay. So, this card regarding on the controversy, regardless of what happened in AEW, AEW gets a B. So, All in London gets a B. So, para sa akin, hindi naman masyadong pangit yung card na to. The card is not that bad. The some problems that I encountered on this show, masyado lang siya madami. It's too much. So, maraming matches si MJF. Masyado rin unnecessary yung book kay Saraya sa win niya with the AEW Women's title. Tapos ginamit niya pa yung We Will Rock. Yun ang sobrang lala. Para masabing makakuha siya ng crowd reactions from the UK crowd na hindi naman nag-workout. Sinasabi ko na nga na putang ina that din yun lang pinatalo si Shida. Then ito na nga. Ito yung round 2. And yung ibang matches parang minadali. So, yun ang medyo sentiment ko about this overall card. Yun. Yun lang. Yun lang naman. Yun lang, masabi ko. So, this card is not that bad. Pero, I can put it on B. Kasi maganda rin yung naging outcome. Regardless on the controversies and bullshit na nangyari, may konti lang naman sentiments ko about this whole card. Then, WrestleDream. So, ito na pala yung first event na nag-monthly si AEW sa mga pay-per-views nila. So, that will be WrestleDream. So, WrestleDream held in, what I call this, ano bang tawag sa city na to? Ay, all out muna pala, sorry. All out muna. Alamutan ko itong all out. So, sobrang limot ko, all out na pala. Eto, all out. So, eto, all out. September 3, 2023 in United Center in Chicago. So, it's breaking the tradition of all out taking place at the Now Arena. Eto, all out pay-per-view. So, 13 matches were contested on this event, including 3 on the 0 hour. Main event, John Moxley defeated Orange Cassidy to win the AEW International title. Konosuke Takeshita defeated Kenny Omega. Then, ito rin yung match ni Luchasaurus defeating Darby Allin. Then, Bryan Danielson defeated Ricky Starks. And ito rin yung debut ni Lana. No. So ito rin may appearance din si MJF dito as AEW champion na hindi rin defended yung belt. So this whole card was rushed kaya medyo binabaan ko ng value tong event na to. And sobrang rush talaga. Makikita mo sa presentation on how they held this whole card. Sobrang rush na talaga. Some matches are great, sure. Pero maraming mistakes na nangyari sa card na to. At marami ding foul, no? Marami ding foul na nangyari on this whole card of AEW All Out. So, kung susamahin nyo lahat na nangyari dito, di ko nakaisa-isahin, this gets, this gets a letter W. First W natin to for the episode. So, masakit sa akin. Nalagyan ko ng W to. All Out pa naman yung favorite pay-per-view ko last year. Not because of CM Punk. But well, ayan, W, dyan ka lang. Then, continue natin. So, tawag dito, World's End. Ayan na. Ay, di pala. WrestleDream. So, WrestleDream na yung sunod. So this event was held in Seattle, Washington. Then ito rin yung tribute nila kay Antonio Inoki. So this also the first appearance of Adam Copeland in the WWE. So the main event was Christian Cage defeating Darby Allin 2-1 in a 2 out of 3 falls match to retain the AEW TNT title. So Bryan Danielson defeated Zack Sabre Jr. Also Swerve Strickland defeated Hangman Adam Page. Also yun nga, this event was notable for Adam Copeland's debut in AEW. Ito, yung event na to, tawag dito. Wait lang, nawala ako, teka. Itong event na to, itong event na to daw, this is so good. Alam nyo, without Edge's debut, ang ganda ng card na to, sa totoo lang. Hindi ko na isasama yung kickoff, pero puta, ang ganda nito. So like, Claudio versus Josh Barnett, then Luchasaurus beating Nick Wayne. Then, ano pa ba? Wala pa pwede na pag-usapan. So, MJF defeated the Righteous for the AEW tag titles, ROH titles, whatever. Then, yun nga. This card is just fun as hell. Sobrang solid ng card na to. Bonus na lang yung debut ni Edge, Adam Copeland, sa event na to. Pero I can say this event can get a solid Solid 8 ang binigay ko dito nung nirate ko siya sa grading system ko. Then, dear on our tier list, it gets B tier. Okay lang siya. B lang yung nakuha niya. Sabi ko nga, binago ko yung format dito. So, Wrestle Dream gets a letter B. Yan. Okay, so, continue natin. Meron na lang tayong isang AEW event, which is Full Gear. Full Gear, alam nyo, ang ganda ng Full Gear na to. I swear to God, the main event is a miss. For sure, that was a miss. But the whole card of this show is just amazing. Like, holy hell. Sobrang solid. So, ito yung matches ng all-in card na to. So, di ko na isama yung kickoff. It's very given. Ayan, so medyo pangit din ng scenario nila with MJF. Medyo may problema pa sila with MJF. Pero okay, sige. So ang card na to, so ito yung debut ni, ano ba tawag dito? Will Ospreay sa AEW as AEW star. Then ito yung card na sobrang fun. Staying Darby and Adam Copeland defeating the Picurity. Christian Cage, Luchasaurus and Nick Wayne. Ito yung card na to, sobrang fun lang. Orange Cassidy defeated John Moxley, this card. And then Timeless Tony Storm defeated Hikaru Shida. So si Shida yung naging ally, no? Then ito yung magandang ladder match. Then Ricky Starks, Big Bill retaining their tag titles. Julia Hart winning the TNT title, TBS, sorry. And then ito yung magandang, ba tawag dito? Ito yung magandang Texas Deathmatch between Swerve Strickland and Hangman. Tsaka yung main event, syempre. Main event was fun, pero nabibwisit ako. Putang ina. So, Full Gear 2023. Akala ko ito na yung next hope for the new era of AEW. Pero hindi pala. It was a fucking lie. But regardless of what happened, on regardless on the promise, this card never disappointed. Yours truly. Sobrang ganda kasi iba yung pakiramdam ko nung iniisip ko, tinatry ko i-rate ulit tong event na to. And wala, ang ganda lang talaga nung card na to. So I can say for Full Gear might get a S to me. Sobrang ganda ng Full Gear na to. Definitely the best Full Gear
of their history sa chronology ng AEW Full Gear. And ayun, sobrang solid lang. Ayun. Continue tayo with WWE events. So mag-umpisa muna tayo with NXT, then after nitong break, Impact tayo, then WWE main roster. Okay. So start tayo with the NXT events. So medyo salasalin na lang natin yung mga NXT events. So start na tayo with NXT Vengeance Day 2023. So this was the first event ng NXT for a big arena ulit since the rebranding of NXT as NXT 2.0. So ito na nga. I almost forgot Stand and Deliver. Sorry guys. Nakakalimutan ko yung Stand and Deliver sa chronology ng ano ko. Pero sige, ilagay natin, i-rate natin yung Stand and Deliver in a moment, okay? So ito muna. NXT Vengeance Day. So this is a first premium live event for the year for NXT. This match or this event was fun. Pero medyo sakto lang. Sakto lang tong card na to. So yung steel cage match was a fun match. Pero I can say sakto lang tong event na to. Medyo disappointing pa rin sa akin to. Kasi medyo disappointing pa rin siya sa akin. Kasi nag-expect tayo ng mga NXT PLE sa Disney Plus. Pero after nito, bahala na si Batman, maghanap na lang tayo nung kanya-kanyahan na lang tayo pagkatapos ito. Ganyan yung impression ko about this deal with Disney as di pa nila madagdagan ng shows like itong mga NXT shows na to. That's horrible. Holy man. Okay, so NXT Vengeance Day. I-on the spot ko yung ano, nakalimutan ko lagi itong nakalimutan ko yung Stand and Deliver. But okay, so NXT Vengeance Day, it will fall to letter B. So it's not bad. Not bad. Hindi siya naman, hindi naman siya pangit. Hindi rin siya medyo, no, hindi rin siya medyo maganda. Sakto lang. So it's a event na kaya kong kalimutan. Kaya ko rin. Okay. So continue tayo. Stand and Deliver. Ito yung lagi ko nalilimutan sa listahan ko. Pag natinitignan ko yung Vengeance Day. So ito. This event was held April 1 at the Crypto Arena in Los Angeles, California, and it was held as a special event 1 PM Eastern Time. So it's midnight sa atin. So putek. Sana sa mga susunod na event, dapat talaga ano lang ito yung mga morning, mga ano ito yung Friday or Thursday night sa US eh. Ganda sana ng ganito. Pero tangina next year, gantong setup na naman. Okay, so attendance 7,584. And then, yun na. So ito yung card na nanalo si Melo ng NXT title kay Bron. Ito rin yung panalo ni Wesley in a 5-way for the North American title. Johnny Gargano defeated Grayson Waller. Indy Hartwell won the women's title here. That was amazing. And it also the final PLE na merong NXT women's title. Yun. So, this event. Okay, so itong card na to. Hindi ako na-dismaya sa card na to eh. Nung naalala ko ni-review natin to. Hindi ako na-dismaya sa card na to. This card is just amazing as well. Ang complaint ko lang about this card. Hindi nanalo si, ano eh. Hindi nanalo yung Creed's. Sobrang sayang sa card na to. Yun lang naman ang complaint ko. Pero the rest, this is a solid card for NXT. And itong card na to, nakakuha siya sa akin ng... Amang nakuha ang card na to? Amang nakuha na to? De, ito. Impromptu to guys ha. I-rate ko yung NXT Stand and Deliver. So, NXT Stand and Deliver falls to S. Yan. So, letter S sa akin. May mga lapses siya, yes. Pero, may maraming decision na nangyari sa Stand and Deliver na sobrang hindi ako nag-regret. Yan. So, Stand and Deliver will fall to letter S as well. Yun. Next natin, NXT Battleground. So, it was held the same day as AEW Double or Nothing. Okay, so 6 matches held on the card. So, Carmelo Hayes defeated Bron Breakker. Tiffany Stratton defeated Lyra Valkyria for the finals of the AEW or is the WWE NXT Women's title. Si Noam Dar defeated Dragon Lee to retain the NXT Heritage Cup. So, the Creeds was defeated by Gallus to retain the NXT Tag Titles. And Wesley defeated Tyler Bate and Joe Gacy in a three-way for the AEW WWE NXT United American Championship. Okay, so ito na laban to sa Double or Nothing. So medyo hati yung mga tao dito. Pero this event, pocha, this event, it's just amazing. Las putang ina. Sobrang solid ng card na to between Ilya and Dijak. Tong match na to alone, much better na kesa sa Double or Nothing. Ayun, so hindi ko na isa-isahin yung mga nangyari dito. NXT Battleground, hindi siya mag-fall into S din. Same as the, ano ba tawag dito? Hindi siya mag-fall as the S category. So, I have to put it letter A. So, letter A lang si Standard and the, A lang si Battleground. So, A, it will get letter A for yours truly. Solid naman. To be fair, solid naman yung Double R natin. Hindi siya kasing sama ng lintek nangyari sa yung mga nangyari doon sa Double R natin is just horrible. So, ayun. So, yun lang naman. Continue tayo with the next NXT PLE held in the chronology. NXT Great American Bash. So, it was held as a NXT exclusive event. And then it was held in Cedar Park in Texas. Okay. Itong card na to. Wait, natitignan ko. Ito. Pasensya na minamla ko. So ito yung debut ni Pookie ng inang Gable Stevenson. Ito. So ito yung card. Carmelo Hayes defeated Ilya Dragunov to retain the NXT title. Dirty Dom defeated Wesley and Mustafa Ali to retain the North American title. Tiffany Stratton defeated Taya Hill in a submission match to retain the NXT Women's title. And also, ito na yung debut ni Gable Stevenson. So, di na ako magkasalita about Gable fucking Stevenson. He is a mid. He is a mid to begin with. So, Aman, score ko dito. Yung score ko dito sa tier list natin, NXT Great American Bash is letter B. To me, it will always be a letter B. Hindi siya masama. Hindi rin siya masama. The main event itself of this show is just amazing. Pucha. Doon pa lang, angat na. Wala na akong masasabi. Pero I think it's just outclassed by these two other shows ni NXT, which is the Battleground and Stand and Deliver. Clearly suburb for me. No. Okay. So, isa pa. No Mercy 2023. It was held in September 30, 2023. Ito yung first event since 2017 na may No Mercy. And it's clearly promoted as a show na kakaiba. Sabi na kakaiba ng show na to. So, it was the first PLE na hindi nahawak ng WWE Vince McMahon tong company. So, it was merged by UFC. And ito na yung TKO. So, ito na yung TKO era. So, this event was the event where Becky defeated Tiffany Stratton in a Extreme Rules match to retain the NXT Women's title. Also, Ilya Dragunov defeated Carmelo Hayes to win the NXT Championship. So, this card, sobrang solid. Yung dalawang match pa lang na yun, sobrang solid na. paano pa yung buong card? Sa tingin ko, sobrang solid ng card na to. Di na ako magsasalita ng masama dito. So, NXT No Mercy gets a letter A on the card. Then, also, NXT, ano ba? Halloween Havoc ba? De, deadline na pala to. So, last na pala to. So, NXT Deadline, it was held in December 9, 2023. Ito, bago lang to. It was held in Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So, this card is, ano ba tawag dito? Ito yung nag-appear si CM Punk sa NXT. Then, Cora Jade appeared as well on the show. And then, Baron Corbin main eventing a WWE PLE. Wow! Then, ito yung Survivor Challenge. Sabihin ko sana Survivor Series. Iron Survivor Challenge matches. So, Trick Williams won the men. Woman won by Blair Davenport. Yun. Itong NXT Deadline, hindi ko sinasabing kasing ganda ng Battleground at No Mercy. But, this event just needs to stay on the A-tier. A-tier siya sa akin. So, NXT Deadline, it will fall to A-tier. Maganda siya. Oo, maganda yung NXT Deadline. Pero it's not as good as these events that I mentioned before this. So, sobrang superb sa totoo lang. Yun. Yun lang naman. So, sa ngayon, so, yun lang naman sa ngayon yung ating rating. So, when we come back, we are going to continue with Impact Wrestling, soon to be TNA, and WWE PLEs na rin pagkatapos ng ating commercial break. So, for now, let's take a short break and let's check our bunkmates on Bunk Collective.
Annyeong, we are One to Sara.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig.
Oh my god. K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky steak in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube.
Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan.
From One to Sara.
Been wanting to learn about different careers, or just need that nudge to pursue your passion projects? Here at Project Offbeat Careers Podcast, we talk to guests with unique careers outside the usual corporate shtick. Listen to historians, gamers, teachers, and cosplayers. See how they've succeeded and how you can apply their learnings to your workplace. Catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and get ready to take the offbeaten path with us.
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop, so drop everything, and listen to the Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
Okay, so welcome back to the podcast. Pasensya na, kumain ako. Nugget eh. Ayan, sa mga nagpa-follow ng show na to, so please follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, sa iba pang podcast platforms, and on the podcast app, and also on YouTube. You can subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/TheMTGShowPod. And also, please subscribe din sa ating Patreon. So, kung gusto nyo mag-suporta sa Patreon natin, you can subscribe as well on Patreon. Patreon.com/TheMTGShowPod. Yun. Continue tayo with Impact Wrestling. So, Impact Wrestling has 4 shows. So, let's start with Hard to Kill. So, Hard to Kill 2023. Okay, so Hard to Kill 2023, it was held in January 13, 2023, ito yung fourth event under the Hard to Kill chronology. The main event is Josh Alexander defending the belt against Bully Ray Dudley. Yun yun, Bully Ray. So, this card, ito yung headliner natin. So, Mickie James defeated Jordynne Grace to win the Impact Knockouts World Championship. And then, ano ba ba? Career versus Tyron match pala to. Also, Masha Slamovich defeated Diona Purrazzo. Matawag dito. Ganyan. Diona Purrazzo, Killer Kelly, and Taylor Wilde in a four-way to become the number one contender for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. This match, this card actually was the debut as well of Santino Marella as the Director of Authority of Impact Wrestling. Okay, so this card, to me, itong card na to, this card is just okay. Okay lang siya sa akin. Maraming mga matches sa tingin ko na sobrang superb sa card na to. Pero ang gusto kong, ang napakagandang matches na nagustuhan ko, na number one, the Eddie Edwards, Jonathan Gresham match, that was fun. Then, ito rin yung solid na entertaining match between Joe Hendry and Moose. Yung match between Mickie James and Jordynne, that was a really good solid one too. And yun nga, opening match between Bully Ray and Josh Alexander. Ito yung feeling na ayaw lahat ng tao kay Bully Ray. It's just funny as on the way they presented this card. It's just fun. Okay, so Impact Hard to Kill 2023. It gets 7 out of 10 and it will fall to letter B. Oh, medyo mababa yung standards ko sa Impact kasi Impact really solid card 2. Okay, Impact Hard to Kill falls into letter B. Continue natin. So, we have Rebellion 2023. So, last minute, may last minute change ako dito. So, pasensya na. Kaya medyo na-delay yung episode to. So, yung Multiverse, di ko na siya sinama kasi Multiverse United, it's more on a collision show. So, ito. Daming na-dismaya sa card to. So, with Josh Alexander removing himself from the equation. Sobrang nakakalungkot yung card na yun. Ayan. So this event, the main event is Diona Purrazzo defeating Jordynne Grace to win the Impact Knockouts World Championship. So also vacant din yung women's title. So Steve Macklin defeated Kushida to win the vacant Impact World Championship. So, Trey Miguel defeated Gresham and Mike Bailey to retain the X Division title. And then, yung return ni Nick Aldis, although one time off lang yun, nag-return siya with Impact Wrestling for some time. No? So, tong card na to, Impact Rebellion, maraming cracks na nangyari dito. It's like Forbidden Door, no? It likes Forbidden Door last year na sobrang lala nang nangyari. Yung dalawang major title matches nila na crack dahil dito sa mga nangyari on Josh being injured and kay Diona, ay Mickie James being sidelined. The original match yata nito is Jordynne versus, I think it's originally Jordynne versus Mickie, no? Pero yun nga, ang daming changes na nangyari na nakuha natin doon sa card na yun. So, sayang din yung Josh versus Steve Macklin sa akin, ha? Medyo sayang siya. Ayun. To me, sobrang sayang nung card na yun. Pero maganda pa rin naman naging turnout to me nito. And last minute, medyo last minute, nagbago yung rating ko dito. So Rebellion gets the same rating, but I have to put it down to letter A. So letter A, solid pa rin naman, I admit, the Rebellion card is solid. Marami lang talagang rason para medyo babaan ko yung ano ko. Regardless on this, the event was solid overall. And that was a really good way to present the event din naman. So okay, Slammiversary 2023. It was held in July 15, in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Ito yung card na medyo na-dismaya ako. Number one, why are guys, Impact keeps continuing their tradition of giving newcomers title shot. Ito yung ayaw ko. I like Trinity.
Sure.
Putang ina, ayusin ko na yung mic ko. Sobrang favorite ko si Trinity na wrestler when it comes to the women's division. Pero ang pangit ng booking ng Impact dito when it comes to her. It's kind of disappointing na they have to book her like, putang ina mo, you get a title shot because everyone gets a title shot here if you are new. And medyo na-dismay ako sa mindset na yun by TNA when they book Athena on the spot. Okay, she won. Pero putang ina, why? Ayun, so, ayun. So this card, itong card na to. Okay, so itong card na to, Alex Shelley defeated Nick Aldis. Then Trinity defeated Deonna. Then Scott D'Amore and Eric Young defeated Bully Ray and Diener. And Leon Rush defeated Chris Sabin to win the X Division Championship. I admit the event was fun, pero it's just horrible. So the booking is just horrible. Putang ina. Ayun. So ito rin yung naging return ni Josh Alexander sa Impact Wrestling. So that's a good thing. Pero yeah. That's it. Slammiversary is just horrible for some reasons. And pero hindi ko siya kayang bigyan ng mababang rating. Not because I have bias on Impact. Pero yung regardless naman kung may bias ako, wala. Pero iba rin yung pakiramdam. Putang ina, nangyari. Ha? Huh? Okay. Asensya na guys. Ayun, yung Impact event na ito, it will get the solid rating. Sayang siya kung hindi nanalo si Trinity. Sobrang sayang. Pero wala eh. It's a part of the rating natin. So, Impact Slammiversary gets letter B to my rating scale. It's not a bad event, I admit. Pero it's still a bad event. Ayun. So, Impact Slammiversary letter B. Yun. Final event of the year for Impact Wrestling, it's the Bound for Glory. It held in Chicago. Putang ina, paulit-ulit na lang yung venue ng Impact. Ayan, so Impact Bound for Glory, it held in Cicero, Illinois, in Cicero Stadium. And also this was the announcement na ibabalik nila yung TNA. Dito nila in-announce na ibabalik yung TNA. And also, ito yung highlight. So, Alex Shelley defeated Josh Alexander to retain the Impact World title. So, in other prominent matches, Trinity defeated Mickie James to retain the Impact Knockouts title. Will Ospreay defeated Mike Bailey. And putang ina, that was amazing match. Yun na lang. And ito yung final event na in-announce ni Impact na it will return to TNA Wrestling Hard to Kill. So ito na yung magiging first event under the new era of TNA Wrestling. And this event overall was solid. Ha? All sides of this event are just amazing. Holy man. Holy shit. Yun. Yun lang. Itong event na to, itong match cards na to, It's not the best, not horrible either. But I think, in my opinion, this just amazing card for Impact Wrestling. And to me, this kind of cards, ito yung ina-expect ko pagdating ng mga AEW shows like AEW Double or Nothing. Ito yung ganito dapat yung build up ng cards. Hindi minamadali. Hindi dapat minamadali yung mga build up ng cards. I swear to God. That's not how it works, AEW, for fuck's sake. Okay, also ito rin yung win ni Deonna and Jordynne Grace where she won the Call Your Shot gauntlet and she cashed it in on Trinity on Hard to Kill event. So, yun na yun. This event, Bound for Glory, gets a score of 9. Bound for Glory gets a 9. Actually, pinag-switch ko nga pala yung Rebellion tsaka Hard Bound for Glory. Last minute decision yon. So, pasensya na. Then, Bound for Glory will get the letter S in my rating scales. So, yun na. Tapos na tayo sa Impact. Apat lang yan. So, continue na tayo with the WWE event. So, guys, calm your ass downs. Medyo walang halong bias to. Pero I have to put this on a different perspective. And also guys, kung walang mention ng bloodline masyado sa episode na to, please, understand this. Maraming matches sa card, hindi lang bloodline yung nag-compete. Kaya shut the fuck up, man. Come on. Just enjoy the show. So, let's start with the Royal Rumble. So, Royal Rumble was held in January. Wait lang. Sina-search ko pa. Yung Royal Rumble was held in January 28, 2023. It's the first Royal Rumble ni Cody after a few years na. And also the first Royal Rumble that was held in Australia on the bench. And also our first Royal Rumble. Oh yes, first Royal Rumble din natin ito. So, yung event sa Disney Plus, hindi pa rin maayos, sa totoo lang. That was horrible pa rin. Naayos lang siya during Night of Champions. So, ayun. Royal Rumble 2023, this event is sakto lang. Sa totoo lang, sakto lang. Not the best prominent card that they have for a Royal Rumble. Ato, so Cody won the men's Royal Rumble and then ayun yun lang. Ayun. So medyo iba yung opposite itong medyo iba yung card placement ng card na to. So Cody won the men's Royal Rumble, Rhea Ripley won the women's Royal Rumble. Ayun. So, sobrang superb ng card na to overall. So, yung woman lang ang pwedeng mamili technically. So, yung Raw titles ni Roman is being held as undisputed title. So, wala siyang choice kundi labanan si Roman. Pero, ayun. Cody defeated Gunther to become the last superstar to enter the Royal Rumble and ito na rin yung last match ni Bray Wyatt. It's kind of sad for us. And ayun. Ayun lang. Ayun lang. So, ano pa bang pag-uusapan natin? Yun lang. So, this Royal Rumble card, to me, na-rename na itong mga titles ito. So, the Raw Women's title was renamed as Women's Championship and then the SmackDown Women's title was renamed as the Women's World Championship. Okay, so this card na to, itong card na to, it's just, okay lang. Okay lang. Pero joke lang guys. Itong card na to, so let's do a recap of the card. So Cody defeated Gunther, 30-man Royal Rumble. Then Bray Wyatt defeated LA Knight in a pitch black match. Bianca Belair defeated Alexa Bliss. Rhea Ripley defeated Liv Morgan. Roman Reigns defeated Sami Zayn. Sorry, KO pala ito. KO. Kevin Owens for the undisputed WWE Championship. So, next one here. So, next one will be the, what do you call this? Next one will be the Elimination Chamber. Medyo nalalaglag na yung mic ko. Pasensya na, guys. Ayun, next natin is the Elimination Chamber 2023. Ayan, nagkasunod-sunod kasi. So, Elimination Chamber held... Ate, hindi ko pa pala narirate yung Royal Rumble. Sorry, guys. I have to rate the Royal Rumble first before we continue. So, the Royal Rumble overall to me, bell to bell. Ang maganda lang dito, actually, the ending of the main event, Roman, Kevin Owens, tsaka yung both Royal Rumble, the rest, pangit. Ayan. So, I have to give this year's Royal Rumble a letter B. Kasi medyo predictable din yung naging outcome ng mga Royal Rumble matches, kahit medyo masaya ako kay Cody at kay Rhea. Pero sobrang predictable talaga nung men's and women's Royal Rumble. So, that's why I have to give it a lower grade sa card ko. Okay, Elimination Chamber 2023. It was held in Bell Center in Canada. Ayo, medyo ano pa ako, medyo may iniisip ako sa buhay. So, itong Elimination Chamber, the main event is Cody. Cody not competing on this event, yes. And, pero ito, Roman versus, ano ba tawag dito? Roman versus Sami Zayn, the main event, not been defending the title. Ayun. So, Roman versus Sami Zayn is not that bad. Pero guys, like what I said few minutes ago, hindi ko na gagraduhan yung mga matches ni Roman. Kasi sobrang repetitive naman. So, pag-usapan na lang natin yung iba pang context nun sa susunod na episode natin, which is the Bash Awards 2023. I know marami akong explanation na gagawin, pero for the sake of you guys, explain tayo malala. Eh, balik ko na nga yung mic ko kasi walang kwenta yung set. Ayun. So, Elimination Chamber 2023. This event was held in February 18, the last event on... Ayun. So, iniisip ko pa yung rating, teka. Yung rating ko dito, personally, it gets letter B2. The Men's Easy Chamber, the Women's Easy Chamber is just amazing too. So, Asuka made her accomplishment there na nanalo ng Royal Rumble, Money in the Bank, and Elimination Chamber matches. And sobrang ganda ng execution ng main event to. So, marami rin naman mag-agree doon, no? So, sobrang solid din ng card na to. Sobrang ganda kasi ng execution ng card na to. Medyo questionable pa nga yung iba na parts. Yung ibang parts ng card na to. Puta, teka lang, inayos kay mic ko. Marami akong questions dito sa card na to. Pero overall, sobrang solid ng card na to. Pucha. Si Meltzer kasi medyo may mga medyo may mga bias talaga to. So, he gave 4.75 si ibang cards. But okay. So, this event was fun as well. Sobrang solid itong AC na to. But I have to give this event a... Wait lang, iniisip ko paano ko siya bibigyan ng grado. Teka. Yung grado ko dito is actually B. B, not bad dev. Pero yung grade ko dito as numbers, I give it 8. So, it does make sense? Yes, actually. Yes, it makes sense. For some reason, it makes sense. In my opinion, it makes sense. So, sana sa inyo ganun din. WrestleMania, it counts as, it counted just one. So, we have to acknowledge it as one either. So, WrestleMania 39. So, it was held in SoFi Stadium in Chicago. Inglewood, California. Okay, so this event was amazing. Like, pucha. Wala kong ipagkakaila sa WrestleMania na to. Meron lang talaga akong complaints. Meron akong ilang sandamakmak na complaints about this event. So, WrestleMania 39 is the last WrestleMania din pala actually. Na, ang magtawag dito. Ito yung WrestleMania na to, in my opinion, is I think one of the best WrestleManias in recent history. Wala akong pakialam sa ibang cards, no? So, pero ito ay sobrang solid ng WrestleMania na to. Okay. Sorry guys, meron yung nagugulo ko na yung mic ko. Tsaka yung pace ng episode to, pasensya na. Pero okay, so main event ng night 1 was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defeating the Usos for the undisputed tag titles. And also, this was the first tag team match to main event WrestleMania. Then, meron pa mga prominent matches. Sobrang solid ng card to. Seth Rollins defeated Logan Paul. Rey Mysterio defeated Dominic Mysterio. Rhea Ripley defeated Charlotte Flair in an amazing women's title match. John Cena defeated Austin Theory sa kabaliktaran. Then, ayun. Yun lang. Night 2, Roman defeated Cody Rhodes na hindi matapos-tapos yung kanyang story. Edge defeated Demon Balor in a Hell in a Cell match. Then, ano pa ba? Okay. Then, Gunther defeated Sheamus and Drew McIntyre in a three-way match to retain the SmackDown Intercontinental Championship. Bianca Belair defeated Asuka to retain the Raw Women's title. Brock defeated Omos. Ayun. So, yun lang. So, the main event and the IC title ng Night 1 and Night 2 respectively, it was getting 5 stars from Dave Meltzer. Pero overall, eto, tong card na to, overall, is, this card is fine, pero hindi ko masasabing worth it sa experience ng WrestleMania for the sake of WrestleMania. May card matches sa card na medyo kailangan kong i-slide. Okay. Sige, fuck it. Pero I think this WrestleMania gets a solid A. To me, sobrang solid ng event to overall. Okay, next event is, I think, Night of Champions na ito, no? Ay, Backlash muna, Puerto Rico. So, Backlash in Puerto Rico, grabe yung event to. So, it was held in May 6, 2023 in Coliseo de Puerto Rico, Jose Miguel Agrelot in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And it was the first event in WWE in Puerto Rico since 2005. Para silang sold out, yes. And the second Backlash event held outside the US. And yung pagbalik din ng putang ng WrestleMania, Backlash, out of the picture, kaya nakakatuwa din. Yun. So the attendance was 17,944 and it was promoted as the basically the event ni Bad Bunny. Pucha, ang ganda. Okay, so this match, the card actually was advertised as double main event as Cody defeated Brock Lesnar as well in the other main event. And then Bad Bunny defeated Damian Priest. Pero ito, this event actually sobrang solid, puta. Sobrang, ito wala akong halong bias ha. Doon pa lang sa dalawang match, Brock, Cody, the street fight, nagdag mo pa yung women's championship match. Pucha, sobrang solid. Sa totoo lang, sobrang superb sa tingin ko. Iba yung pakiramdam na sobrang nakakatulong ng crowd sa mga reactions ng tao dito. Eh puta, that was amazing. Holy man. That was superb. Checkmate. This event, wala akong masabi. Pero putanginan nyo pa rin Disney Plus, ba't di nyo pa rin nire-release tong event na to? Utang na loob, i-release nyo na to sa Disney Plus. Nakikiusap kami, we are begging you, please release this fucking event on Disney Plus. Nakikiusap kami, pucha, pag-isipan nyo ng mabuti ang mga desisyon nyo. Otherwise, drop the WWE events on this platform. Get it, get the fuck out of here. Okay. Regardless, Backlash gets a letter S in our rating scale. Sobrang solid kasi ng Backlash na to. Wala akong masabi, as in sobrang solid ng Backlash 2023. We will continue with Night of Champions. So Night of Champions, mabilisan na lang tayo. Mahaba na kasi yung episode na to. Tsaka yung poses ko kanina, no? Night of Champions 2023. So, ito yung first Night of Champions na hindi nasunod na every title is on the line in this event. Ganun yung format din originally din na ito dapat yung King and Queen of the Ring. Mm-hmm. Pero nag-iba yung event, so nirevise na lang siya at nas Night of Champions, no? And hindi rin siya na-retain doon sa... Ang naging tradisyon ng event na to was the pag-crown ng World Heavyweight Champion and also the 1,000th day ni Roman Reigns as champion. Also, it was advertised as 3 main events. So, SmackDown, Raw, Seth Rollins defeated SmackDown's AJ Styles. And then also, Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the tag titles. Then, Cody and Brock also advertised at the card. So, Asuka defeated Bianca Belair to win the title at Saudi as well. And, yun lang. So, last event na rin to na nakarry yung title. So, nirename na rin yung titles afterwards. Yun lang. So, this event is not that bad, in my opinion. Ang ganda rin nung reception ng event na to me. So, I have to give this a letter B. Then, sobrang solid din ng card na to. So, it will get a solid letter B din sa akin. So, Money in the Bank. Next na tayo, Money in the Bank 2023. It held in London, England. So, medyo mahaba-haba yung naging build-up nitong event na to. Mga isa't buwan din at kalahati. So, it was held as first Seth Rollins title defense. And yun. So, it was advertised as the Bloodline Civil War. So, Bloodline was defeated by the Usos. Then, Jay defeated Reigns. He was the one who pinned him. And eventually, nagkaroon ng match for SummerSlam. Ayun. Then Damian Priest and Io Sky winning their respective Money in the Bank ladder matches. Seth Rollins defeating Finn Balor for the main event for Raw. And then Dominic Mysterio won over Cody Rhodes sa kabaliktaran. Yun lang. Ano pa ba? So overall, satisfied naman ako sa naging outcome ng event na to. Medyo ang weirdo din ng ibang matches. Kaya medyo I have to put this kinda down for some reasons. So, ito na. Mag-continue na tayo sa rating. Paano ko siya i-rate? So, Night of Champion. Money in the Bank. It gets letter B. It doesn't mean equal sa ni Night of Champions. No, that's not the case. Money in the Bank just gets letter B. It stays right there. Okay. Next one. SummerSlam 2023. It held in Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan. The main event was Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns in a tawag dito. Ayun, so it was held as for the undisputed title, then at saka yung tribal chief din, recognition for being the tribal chief. Then Bianca Belair defeated Asuka and Charlotte Flair in a three-way to win the women's title. Then Io Sky cashed in for becoming the champion. Then Seth Rollins defeated Finn Balor to retain the World Heavyweight title. Cody defeated Brock Lesnar. Ronda Rousey defeated Shayna Baszler. I was defeated by Shayna Baszler, sorry. Then, ayun. Ito na rin yung last event ni WWE before magkaroon ng TKO. Yun. Overall, this card for SummerSlam, it's not horrible. Hindi rin naman special masyado itong card to. So, ang nagdala lang dito talaga sa advertisements ng event to was the Cody Brock, the Logan Paul, Ricochet was amazing, LA Knight winning is very given. No one cared about the MMA rules match. Yung Gunter versus Drew, okay lang. Seth versus Finn, okay lang, pero ang dami din nabibuisit dyan. Then, the rest, okay lang, siguro, okay lang. Sige, acknowledge na lang natin. Yun lang. So, it was a tribal combat. We almost forgot about that. Okay. So, SummerSlam, it's not that bad. Medyo repetitive lang yung iba. So, SummerSlam gets a letter M on the card. So, it's a letter M to yours truly. Then, we are now going to review Payback and Fastlane simultaneously. So yes, simultaneously po. Ang difference lang naman ng dalawang events ito, John Cena hosted Payback, John Cena competed the next one. Then, yung dalawang card na to, parehas lang. Parehas lang. Parehas lang, wala talagang pinagkaiba. So, kung pagkukumparahan nyo yung dalawang card, it's almost the same. So, pagsabayin ko na lang din yung pag-rate ng card. Yun lang. So, Fastlane and Payback will get the same score. Actually, it will get the same score. Nakakatuwa lang na nandito si Jade Cargill sa Fastlane. So, that's a different con. But overall, this card is getting W. Payback and Fastlane will get W from yours truly sa ating rating scale, sa tier list. Umahaba na yung tier list episode natin. So then, Crown Jewel 2023. So, Crown Jewel, it held in Saudi, syempre. Saudi event ito. Then, this event was okay lang. Okay lang din. So, it's better than Fastlane, pero hindi ko masabing maganda to. Yun lang masasabi ko. So, well, okay lang. Okay lang siya. Okay lang siya. Last na to. So, Crown Jewel, it will get letter M. So, it's a bad event. Sa totoo lang, kung ako tatanungin nyo. Yun, tuloy na tayo sa Survivor Series War Games. Kahit hindi na natin isama si CM Punk sa equation, ang ganda pa rin ng Survivor Series War Games. And also, ito rin yung Survivor Series na wala yung match na Survivor Series match. Sana mabalik siya next year. And ayun, so it was the return. Mm-hmm. Ito na talaga yung last na event na magkakaroon ng DVDs din, actually. And also, maraming return na nangyari dito. So, CM Punk, R-Truth, and Randy Orton. Ayun. Ayun nga, yung dalawang War Games was amazing. The women's and the men's War Games. Yung women's niya lang was kinda repetitive, no? Medyo repetitive lang siya. But okay. So, this event, War Games, kaka-review lang natin ng War Games. Hindi na ako mag-aaksaya ng oras sa pag-review ng War Games. So, it will get letter A. Letter A lang. Letter A lang. Kaya talaga, letter A lang. So, this is the final event. So, yun na yung ating tier list. It will get letter A for yours truly. So, yung ating pong paglalaban-labanan for the pay-per-view of the year are Backlash, Full Gear, Bound for Glory, and Stand and Deliver. Also, isama na rin natin sa mix itong mga MWF shows na attendan natin for the past year. So, let's start with MWF Republica. So, ano bang card ng MWF Republica? So, Republica was held... Okay, so hanapin mo natin. Nakalimutan ko yung card ng Republica. So, MWF Republica. Ah, ito yung appearance ni Tajiri. Yes, ito yung appearance ni Tajiri sa Pilipinas for a long time, since 2019. Ay, 2019 niya. Then, ano ba? This event was the first event, actually, bago mag-announce yung deal nila with RJ. RJTB, and also my first event then as a host, and my first event ko then in real life. So, importante yon na kailangan nyo rin isipin yon na ito yung milestone ko na first event ko like ever in my life. This is my first wrestling event. Okay, so MWF Republica was fun. Di ko na isa-isayin ko yung mga nangyari. MWF Republica gets letter A in my opinion. Then, Road to Fate. Let's go na tayo sa Road to Fate. Road to Fate was headlined by Fabio Bakisig versus Robin Zane. And then afterwards, ito yung naging event na takedown ng Oro Plata Mata, si sila Fabio at si Robin Zane. And it led to Jake De Leon chasing with the MWF title, and eventually he won it at Noche Buena. Pag-usapan natin Noche Buena in coming days. Ayan. So, MWF Road to Fate, that's not a bad card, but I think this year, this is easily the bad card that they have on their shows. But, okay, MWF Road to Fate, it gets letter B. Hindi siya masama, pero in terms of all three of them, I think this is easily the bad event of MWF. Okay, Noche Buena 2023, spoiler-free review, aside from MWF mentioning and posting about Robin, Bobby Makisig, and Jake De Leon. So this event is easily one of the best events that you should watch on Rakop Manila. So probably today, na-release na siya sa Rakop Manila. And napapanood na rin siya sa Facebook, sa YouTube ng Rakop Manila. You should watch it on your own. And then maraming noticeable moments, importanting moments sa Rakop Manila na mamimiss out nyo, kaya panoorin nyo talaga siya sa Rakop Manila o sa Gank. And yung panalo rin ni Jake De Leon was held here in this event. And also the returns of Ho Holon, former MWF champion Ho Holon. And eventually the expulsion of Jomar Liwanag from the bahay ng Liwanag. So ito yung last. Plus the amazing fatal 4-way match for the women's side of things. Yun. So this event will get automatic letter A to me. The MWF event was amazing. Wala akong masabi. Pucha. Sobrang solid itong MWF event na to. I cannot complain though. hindi ko ma-complain. De, actually, ang event na to, letter S pala to. Sorry. Letter S to. MWF Noche Buena gets a letter S to yours truly. So yun, sobrang solid. So yun guys, yun na yung aking ratings for this year. Yung MWF tuloy, yung World's End, pag-gisag-gisay na lang natin yun by the New Year. Marami naman tayo pag-uusapan by the coming New Year. Ayan. So, that's my tier list basically for this show. Let us know what you think on this episode. You can catch the part 2 of the Bash Awards this upcoming Friday on all of the social media platforms and on the podcast app on Spotify and Apple Podcast. So, ulitin lang natin yung mga maglalaban-laban for the tier list. MWF, Noche Buena, Stand and Deliver from NXT, Impact's Bound for Glory, Full Gear from AEW and WWE Backlash. This will determine the PH, technically default na si MWF, PH Wrestling Event of the Year. Pero ang paglalabanan ng atin dito is the pay-per-view of the year. So yun lang din ako gana magpa-plug dito. So follow nyo na lang ako sa mga social media platforms ng podcast at the MTU Show Pod. And see you on the next episode. And yun na, the Bash Awards 2023 will continue on Friday sa inyo po mga podcast platforms. But for now, goodbye for now. See you on the next one.